From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The accused gunman in the Tucson shooting appeared in federal court in Phoenix today. NPR's Ted Robbins says Jared Loughner pleaded not guilty to charges of trying to kill Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of her aides.
Loughner waived the reading of the charges. He was advised of his rights, and then he entered a plea of not guilty. That was what we expected because it's highly unlikely that a judge would accept a guilty plea at this point because so little time has passed since the arrest and since the crime that a judge would probably not buy the argument that he's had enough time to consider the implications of a guilty plea.
Ted Robbins in Phoenix. Loughner's also likely to face state charges in the attack that left 6 dead and 13 wounded. For now, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is off the ballot in the Chicago mayoral race. NPR's David Shaper says an appeals court panel is siding with those who claimed Emanuel does not meet the residency requirement.
In a 2-1 ruling, a panel on the Illinois Appellate Court overturned a lower court ruling and is ordering that Rahm Emanuel's name be excluded or removed from Chicago's February 22nd ballot. Emanuel left his job as White House Chief of Staff last fall to run for mayor of Chicago after current Mayor Richard Daley's surprising announcement that he would not seek a seventh term. Nearly two dozen challengers, though, argued that because the former Chicago congressman moved himself and his family to Washington 2 years ago to become President Obama's Chief of Staff, and because he rented out his Northside Chicago home, he was no longer a legal resident. The Chicago Board of Elections disagreed and certified Emanuel to be on the ballot, and a circuit court judge agreed. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama wants to do more to help military families, NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Obama said that when he meets with U.S. troops and asks them what he can do to support them, they always answer the same way.
They said, to a man, "Sir, take care of our families. Take care of our families. If we know our families are all right back home, then we can do our jobs."
The president announced today that he was directing his cabinet to put more money and energy into improving counseling and career support, as well as education and child care for military families. He'll also increase resources for veterans' health care, with a special emphasis on improving mental health services for veterans and their families in order to prevent suicides. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
It was a very good start to the week on Wall Street. Continuing the upswing from Friday, the Dow gained 108 points. NASDAQ shot up 28 points, and the S&P was ahead 7. This is NPR. The woman who authorities say confessed to stealing a baby from a New York hospital 23 years ago was ordered held without bail during an appearance in Manhattan federal court today. Ann Pettway surrendered to police in Connecticut yesterday, and the FBI says she admitted kidnapping the baby after she suffered several miscarriages. The child she raised recently was reunited with her biological mother. General Motors is expanding its toehold in China. For the first time, the Detroit automaker sold more cars in China than it did in the U.S. last year. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton also says GM narrowed the sales gap with global leader Toyota.
General Motors is still recovering in the U.S. after eliminating four brands. But in China, GM sales rose 28% last year. George Magliano is an analyst with IHS Automotive. He says GM entered China early, and the company is now poised to capitalize on what's become the largest car market in the world.
It's grown. It's doubled in size in a couple of years. It's by leaps and bounds here. It's amazing.
Globally, GM sold only 30,000 fewer vehicles than Toyota. Magliano says GM is unlikely to completely close the gap because Toyota will recover, at least in part, from its U.S. recall crisis. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
It's been a costly week for Florida police. Officials say two officers in St. Petersburg were shot and killed while trying to arrest a suspect hiding in an attic. A U.S. Marshal was also wounded. The suspect was found dead in the house. 4 days ago, two Miami-Dade detectives were killed by a murder suspect they were trying to arrest. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.